Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Seafood conversations and soul connections. Mother-daughter vacation in Durban. Taking the bus back to Durban. A week ago, I took the bus from Johannesburg back to Durban. Despite having experienced similar issues previously, I had forgotten about the difficulty of hailing a taxi app driver to get to certain locations in the city, such as bus and train stations. I almost missed my bus to Durban since no Uber nor Bolt driver wanted to take me there. Luckily, the hostel's minibus was available to drive me last minute, and I said a prayer as we swooshed between the people and the cars of Johannesburg. It was pretty early in the morning, and the streets were busy with people recreating the steps of the morning routines. When we got to the bus station, the driver rushed in with my big bag in tow to stop the bus from leaving me behind. I thanked him profusely and got onto the bus. The rest of the 9.5-hour drive to Durban went smoothly. As always, I get a feeling of worship and awe as I watch the mountains of KwaZulu-Natal, KZN, start appearing around us. The soil Sidilaka is playing in my headphones, and I smile as I see a message from my mom confirming that she has landed. She only has half a day's journey to come here. The next day, I'm standing at the very same airport that I arrived at just 3 months earlier. I felt super excited at the prospect of showing her around KwaZulu-Natal for the first time. She has always been the one showing me places. Now it was my opportunity to do the same for her. We were going to start with a few days in Durban and then move up north in KwaZulu-Natal to hopefully cleaner shore and sea areas. It felt fun planning out the things to do in Durban with mom in mind. Ever since I decided to go on this indefinitely long journey, a lot of people have asked me, but what about mom? What does mom say or feel about that? And it's quite funny because I can honestly answer that she got exactly what she raised, a curious and travel-hungry person. There is nobody that I have discovered more corners of the world together with than alongside her. She has shown, encouraged, and guided me to become the person and the traveler that I am. Frankly, at this point, with 28 years of traveling and vacationing with her, I am yet to find a better and more compatible travel buddy. Exploring Durban's vibrant markets. With only a few days to spend in Durban, it was obvious where we had to start, the markets. As far back as I can remember, this is where she loves to be, in between all the people's languages, bartering things, food and smoke that you can encounter at a market. We start our Saturday by going to Musgrave Market, a flea market filled with clothes, oils, incense, and live music, second-hand articles, and lots of street food. After walking around the whole market and, of course, shopping a few things, I can't help it when I'm with her. We both order what we want to eat. We sit down at the red plastic table placed at the center of the market. I don't still have much of an appetite, but the freshly squeezed orange and ginger juice tasted amazing. Although our usual routine when traveling and eating is to give space for long conversations, we couldn't stay too long. I wanted time to show mom another market. In the central parts of Durban, in a pink two-floored building, you will find the Mecca of Zulu beadwork and crafts, the Victoria Street Market. Unfortunately, I took no pictures as I've been warned about being careful with your smartphones up in this area. Seeing all the different beaded jewelry made me remember the performances I had seen last time I was in Durban. Basically everyone, including the audience, was wearing something traditional that day. But it is not an uncommon sight to see Zulu culture here. Very opposite to how I express, or perhaps not express, my own Swedish culture, people here seem to have it more incorporated in their society. incorporate it not only in events and special holidays, but in fashion, social codes, and in their sense and expression of identity. It's really quite inspiring. Hidden Forest in Glenwood, Durban. Besides the Marcus, we walked Durban's beautiful sea promenade and explored the Botanic Garden of Durban. One morning, our host took us to Pigeon Valley Nature Reserve. I was so surprised because in the middle of Glenwood, the area where I've spent most of my time while in Durban, lay this huge plot of completely indigenous forest. Some parts were so thick we couldn't walk through it, but our host guided us through the nature reserve with spot-on knowledge of the area. After spending 2 months in South Africa's concrete cities, Cape Town and Johannesburg, it felt really good to breathe some forest air. The walk takes longer than expected, and when we come back to the parking lot, I am hungry. I take the opportunity to introduce Mom to the fantastic Glenwood Cafe. Even though we are close by, I ask if our host can drop us off with his car. I have walked here during the day before, but there's something about walking around with my mom that makes me more cautious than normal. Dance, drama, and delights. Durban's cultural scene. The evenings in Durban we fill with music, food, and culture. The first night we went to KwaZulu-Natal Society of Art, a gallery that was hosting a concert with the band Abahambayo. We came a little bit earlier to look at the art, but were quick to find a table once the music started playing. Eventually, the garden concert had to be moved inside due to the rain coming down. Nobody complained though, as everyone was eager to hear the second half of this energetic group of musicians. Another night, I'd booked us into a dance performance at the Playhouse Company, an old theater under modern direction. The actual performance was a guest performance specific for the holiday, but I would recommend checking the theater out when you are in town. They seem to have a variety of shows and styles of entertainment, and the quality was absolutely beautiful. It is sort of another tradition of ours to go see one dance performance this time of year. With less success, I also brought Mom to jazz nights at Alliance Française. The pizza was okay, but I had not researched what group was going to play. And neither Mom nor I am a fan of this style of jazz. But as she said, it's nice to have experienced. Her eagerness to see what I have only told her of in words and photos for so many years is really moving. The food highlight of the week was discovered by Mom and her expert researching skills. Jupe's Place. We came to a fully booked restaurant and were lucky to get a table at all. If you want to eat good meat, this is the place. The location is a little bit odd, overviewing the parking lot, but you easily forget that once you get to taste the food. Umhlanga and Balito, balancing expectations and realities. After only a few days in Durban, it was time for us to leave. I had planned so that we would visit two more places, Umhlanga Rocks and Balito. Umhlanga Rocks is a popular vacation place for Durbanites, and I've only heard good things about it. When we get there, though, I can't help but feel a little disappointed. Umhlanga Rocks is a small town with huge highways and roads in the center of it. The buildings are tall and cold. The massive hotels surrounding the beach are generic and lifeless. Everywhere you go, you see cars and concrete. What a shame. I get the feeling that everything here is new, every building and every car. It looks like one of those all-inclusive places on Mallorca. I don't like all-inclusive, nor do I like places where I can't feel the history or connect to the culture. I think this is a perfect example when definitions differ. My friends who have all recommended this place probably find it super relaxing. I find it dull and lacking personality. Fortunately for us, we stayed at the super cute bed and breakfast called the Honey Pot. Each room has its own veranda, and the common area with the pool is gorgeous. The friendly staff greeted us each morning and were very accommodating. Despite not falling for Umhlanga Rocks or finding it that interesting, it was the perfect destination for us this time because I really needed to rest. As it turns out, the low energy and poor health I've been experiencing lately were all symptoms that needed strong medication. It completely wiped me out and I was left with warnings of infection, movement, and strict instructions of recovery. Typical. Typical that I get ill just when Mom has crossed two continents to come to see me. I feel guilty about it happening now, but Mom called it divine timing. saying she wanted nothing more than to be here when I was weak. Those who know Mom and I from my childhood would probably associate us with seeing Mom ride her bike around, with me sitting behind in a shockingly green children's saddle. She took us everywhere on that bike, no matter the weather. We could have used that bike in Balito, as it was a lot bigger distances and no taxis nor buses were available. Everyone in Balito drives a car, has a big house with a huge alarm and fake teeth. It was more green and nature was more present in the town's infrastructure, which made it beautiful. The restaurants were fancy and we ate a lot of great seafood. I probably won't come back here as I found no culture, nor history, nor markets, but it definitely suited our needs for tranquility. I tried to plan a trip so that Mom and I could experience KwaZulu-Natal without a car, but I realized that next time I want to be driving. The best thing about traveling with my mom. We spent the days on the coast walking slowly, indulging in seafood and in each other's company. If there's something Mom and I know, it is how to spend time talking endlessly about everything together. It is not like we constantly talk, but when we do, I feel like we can traverse the universe together. I have often thought of the beauty and poetry in this, where mine and Mom's endless conversations about everything within has taken place from every corner of the world. I believe these conversations are an essential part of why I love traveling today. They made the connection between the physical journey and the inner journey so unmistakably clear. How much you can learn about yourself and your world when you travel. How much you are forced to confront within. The people and the cultures you get to mirror yourself in and be inspired by. If I should say three things that are typical about mine and Mom's relationship, I would firstly say we're super close. Growing up, it was her and I traveling the world and experiencing life together. Secondly, we love to sing and harmonize and have spent countless hours on the road this way. Finally, I would say that we are both empaths. This has led to some interesting breakfast scenarios when we host our friends and both of us suddenly get moved to tears. And then we look at each other and laugh. It is so amazing to have a person to connect with in this way. I am lucky, lucky to have a soul sibling as my mom in the physical world. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Afear Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.